Such an honor to bring you the word today. We're right in the middle of a season right now called Jesus Is. And of course, last week we celebrated Easter and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, of course, which is such an exciting season. And right now, let me tell you, He is with you right where you are. Today, my message is, along with our theme, Jesus is with you in your season. Jesus is in your season. If you're taking notes right now, just write down, Jesus is in my season, okay? And I love the Word of God. Turning to the Word of God, Luke chapter 24 and verse 5 and 6, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? Jesus is not here. He is risen." And I love that. Because He lives, we can face tomorrow. Be it a pandemic, be it COVID-19 sickness or disease, be it struggle, be it uncertainty, be it fear, or whatever we're facing right now, friend, I want to tell you, Jesus is alive and He's right there for you in the middle of it. The most recognized symbol in the world today is still the cross of Jesus Christ. Across the world, it's recognized in every culture, every society, that the cross, which is an empty cross today, might I add, Jesus is no longer on the cross, He's risen and He's right there with you. The cross reminds us of two things today I want to challenge you with, two things I want to remind you with, and the cross reminds us that we can be in the worst season of our life and yet be directly dead center in the will of God. And that's just the truth. Daniel, in the worst day of his life, in the lion's den, he was right dead center in the middle of a world that was about to unlock into revival for his nation. And I believe right now, friend, that wherever you're at in the middle of this pandemic, I want to tell you right now, in the middle of that season, you can know the hope that there is in Christ. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what looked bad, what looked like an end result, and yet the king stood back and he said, "How come there's four men in the fire?" And God was with them in the fire, friend. And God is with you in the middle of this pandemic, and He will bring you out the other side in Jesus' name. And I pray right now that you would have that victory. Right now, maybe in your life, there's a real season of loss or disappointment. And I want to tell you right now, the second key of the cross, the empty cross, God is able to take the worst atrocity and somehow turn it into the greatest victory you could ever experience. And friend, I want to tell you right now, it may look bad, but I want to tell you, God can turn it all around. His compassion for mankind is never ending, and the cruel death of His Son on a cross resembles that to us right now. The Bible records the story of Esther, a young woman who had lost everything, had been taken slave, and her uncle came to her one day and said, "Who knows whether you've not been called to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Read the book of Esther if you want to discover. But who knows, friend, this could be the dawning of the greatest day in your life. Jesus in your season. Let me take you there. And I've got 5 points I want to give you this morning, but I really believe that Jesus wants to be in the season with you. And He is in this season, and sometimes we don't recognize it. Like the disciples, they didn't recognize He was with them. Here it is in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. The Bible says in verse 1, "To everything there is a season, a time, and a season." Okay? Verse 2, "A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted." And the verses go on to list 28 different times and seasons in a person's life. And friend, right now, we're in a season. It's a season of life. It's an incredible season. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22 says this, "As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and autumn, winter, spring, day and night will never cease." That's Genesis 8:22. It says that the seasons will never cease. So the seasons keep rolling over. We will have summer. We've just experienced summer. Now we come into a time called autumn. After autumn, we come into winter. Then we will come again into a place called spring. I love spring because spring, everything begins to brighten up and come alive again. It's a beautiful season. After every winter, there's a spring, friend, and we're about to come into winter now, but don't lose hope. After every night, there's a new day. And darkness may come, but there's always a sunrise in the morning. And God declares there in Genesis that there will always be the seasons, the light and the day. It won't stop And so we remain steady on the rock, Christ Jesus. In Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 26, it says there will be seasons. And then in Exodus 14 and verse 30, it says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes it's difficult in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of uncertainty, to see hope. But I want to really remind you today that God is a God of hope. He's a God of victory and He's a God of hope. In Acts chapter 26 and chapter 27, there's a great story of a man of God called Paul who suffered shipwreck. And it tells you about the storm they went through and the chaotic weather that they were in. And I've been in that kind of weather in a storm on a ship. And it tells you that the ship, it crashed, it hit a reef, it broke to pieces. And people were about to lose their lives, but God gave Paul a real message of hope. And it tells you that Paul floated ashore on the broken pieces of that ship. The broken pieces of his dream, the lost things, the things that had gone down in the storm. Sometimes you can lose stuff in a storm, like a pandemic like this, like a lockdown, like isolation and lockdown where you can't go to work and have no job, no finance. People have lost incomes, people have lost jobs, and sometimes in the middle of, but I want to encourage you, friend, hang on to the dream. Paul floated ashore on the broken pieces of his dream. On salvation, if you like. Paul floated ashore on salvation. And the reality is, I like the phrase in Acts chapter 2 and verse 21, it says, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I love that. I love that, the beginning. It shall come to pass. In other words, it will come to pass. Some things come into your life just to pass by. Every season comes to pass by, and it's a new. Seasons come and go, friend, but I'll tell you something about seasons. Seasons give hope. Seasons give hope. Every spring gives hope that summer's on its way. And what an incredible thing to look forward to. And let me just say this to you, whoever you are right now, the key to life, this is my main point today, the key to life is surviving the season you're in. The key to life is outlasting the season that you're going through right now. And this is a season, it's a difficult season for many of us. And yet the key to life is to outlast the season. Friend, you're bigger than the season. You're bigger than the struggles that you've got going on right now. And you can overcome. I remember as a little boy and I was going through some issues at school and I felt that I was being bullied. And I remember coming home to my mother one day and saying, man, Mum, she's asking how I am. I said, I'm pretty sad. And she could see it on my face. And I said, the boys are bullying me. And my mother turned to me and she said, you're bigger than them. What are you letting them bully you for? And I'll never forget that. And friend, I want to tell you, you're bigger than the situation you're going through. You're bigger than the struggles that are affecting your mind or your spirit right now. And just put your trust in Jesus. He'll give you the power to overcome. Let me remind you, it's just a season. And sad as it is, man, thousands of people have lost their lives in this season. And yet we remain and we pray for them and we pray for those who have lost loved ones. And today we really believe that this season will come to an end and we will go again. And God will keep you. The Bible tells you that God will keep you through your storm. It tells you very clearly in Isaiah 43 and verse 2, He will carry you through the storm. It doesn't say He'll keep you from the storm. It doesn't say the storm won't come. It says He'll take you through it. And friend, this is the importance of having your faith in Christ. Crisis is only a human condition. God is not in a crisis right now. God is not perturbed by what's going on. God is seeing the future and seeing to take you through. And He's seeing an end for this. And this is why we need to pray. And I thank God for leaders across the nations right now that are praying and believing God. I just saw Bertelli singing in the cathedral in Rome. I saw him singing that incredible song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And what an incredible tune to be going out. Let me tell you something about seasons. Seasons give us hope. Seasons are the incentive to plant for the future. And I know that every time Every time spring comes, I was raised on a farm and we used to plant the seed that would go into the next season. And friend, are you planting today for the season that's coming up in your next season? Are you planting for your next season? Because only what you plant today, you will reap in the next season. Unfortunately, people wait for a great season before they plant. This season that we're in right now won't last. It won't last, so let's get ready and prepare for the future, okay? And I want to really encourage you in that and believe God. I believe the Bible encourages us to keep the faith through every season. To keep faith in the season is an incredible key. Tough seasons come, tough seasons go, but I'll tell you why they're here. They're here sometimes to test our faith. You ask why, sometimes it's to test our faith. That our faith is not just in our finances, it's not just in our job or our title, but our faith needs to be in Jesus Christ. I want to put my faith on something like we sang earlier. My faith has to have a firm foundation. So my faith is not in faith. My faith is in Jesus Christ. And He's the answer to your life. And I think sometimes God allows these tests just to see where we're actually positioning ourselves, to check where we're living at, where our values are at, and to do a bit of a self-check sometimes, a bit of a re-evaluation to see where we are. Crisis come and crisis go, but let me tell you right now, no season is permanent. No season is permanent. And so crisis, believe it or not, crisis is the only way most of us ever change. Sometimes it takes a crisis for us to instigate change in our lives. And I tell you right now, a lot of people are reviewing their life, reviewing what's important, reviewing what really, because after every storm comes a calm. And the calms are beautiful. And I believe that crisis creates incredible opportunity for every one of us. Crisis creates unity. You've only got to look around us right now. Crisis creates unity all across the earth right now. Crisis creates community. There's communities starting up all over the place right now through the internet or wherever. But crisis creates community, empathy. Crisis creates sensitivity, humanity again. A lot of us are becoming just human again, just reaching out, knowing who's around us. And there's a lot of stuff that can affect you in this, but let's get back to some simplicity in life and start to live. Finally, crisis makes you reprioritize your life. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19, it says, We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner, Jesus Christ, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Again, in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Man, what an incredible hope we have. Do you know, some of the greatest passages and books that were ever written were written in behind prison cells, behind bars, in prison cells. These things were written, and in the middle of people's struggle, in the middle of their hardship in life, they wrote these incredible messages to encourage us. And someone listening to me today is going through a struggle right now, and let me encourage you, right? It's that job, those finances, the unknown, the pain. And boy, just the challenges worldwide with pandemic right now, Jesus is your hope. Make him your foundations today. The disciples faced similar pain and disillusion and discouragement. They faced the same stuff we're facing. Everything they hoped for in Christ seemingly fell apart when he was taken away from them and crucified on a cross. Listen to this in Luke chapter 24 and verse 13. It says, now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. The same day of Jesus' resurrection we're talking about. And they talked together of all these things that had happened. And so it was, while they were conversing and reasoning, that Jesus himself drew near to them and went with them. But their eyes were restrained and they did not recognize him. And he said to them, what kind of a conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are so sad? So we see here, even the disciples were discouraged and sad on this day. Things around them had fallen apart. Their hope, their their certainties in life, what they thought Christ was going to do, had seemingly fallen apart. They didn't realize that he had risen again. And we know today we can trust in a resurrected Christ. So I want to just finish with five lessons that Jesus taught us in his resurrection that every one of us can live through in this season and believe for the next season to be even greater. And here they are. So these guys are struggling, right? How do we get to the other side? And not only did Jesus overcome personal roadblocks, he overcame everything. Number one, and here's the first lesson we get from Jesus, he didn't look like what he had been through. And sometimes it's easy to take on what we are going through and let it overshadow us and let it pull us down. People who had worked with him and walked with him for 3 years didn't recognize him because he was so overcoming. He was looking so happy and he was looking so joyful that they didn't recognize it was the same man who they'd just seen crucified. Don't let your struggle become your identity. Sometimes our struggle can become our identity and it pulls us away from the hope of the victory of tomorrow. Number two, turn your face to the sun and the shadows will fall behind you. And that really means, man, what is your anchor point? What is it that you're going to turn your face to today and get repositioned in Christ? Number three, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. And friend, let me encourage you right now and stir up the opportunity that lays within you, the seeds of greatness. The next season will only be great if you plant those seeds of greatness and realize there are opportunities coming in this next season that you've never heard of. Opportunities of greatness, opportunities to overcome. Number four, I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. One of the things I've learned in sailing is that today you can readjust your sails for whatever wind you're going through. And I want to encourage you right now. Maybe today you're looking at your life and you're saying, I need to make some adjustment. Let me encourage you right now. Maybe it's turning your life toward Jesus Christ. Maybe you've drifted in the good times, in the times when things were easy and you chased after, maybe you've let Christ slip away in your life. Can I encourage you today? Maybe it's time to refocus your life, to get back. Maybe you've gone adrift, you weren't anchored and you've gone adrift and you've got caught in a rip or caught in a current. But today it's time to get back focused and in the center of God's will for your life. Maybe today you're saying, Don, I need to surrender my life to Christ. I need to get recommitted to Christ. Well, friend, if that's you, let me lead you in a prayer right now. Why don't you pray this with me? Put your hand on your heart and say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. In the middle of this storm, in the middle of this uncertainty, I place you at the center of my life right now. Forgive me for my sin. Right now, I anchor my life in the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's an awesome prayer, friend. Let me encourage you right now that God is preparing you through this for what he's got for you on the other side. Let me just finish by encouraging you today, friend, whoever you are right now, the best is yet to come. And I really believe, I want to pray with you. I want to believe God with you as you put these lessons into practice in your life and live for the victory of the future that God's got for you. Father, I pray for miracles all over this planet right now. As I believe God, as my hand stretches toward you, I believe for the victory in every circumstance in your life. I pray right now for comfort and for blessing in your world. I pray right now in Jesus' name that in your uncertain time that God would be your certainty. In Jesus' name, I speak blessing and victory over every part of your world right now in the name of Jesus Christ and for his glory. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We pray that you would activate something in your life and shift your life towards Jesus. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, just click follow. We love you. Have a blessed week.